Good morning.
Good afternoon. Not morning. Afternoon.
Thank you.
How are we doing?
Good. What have you seen from Stephon Diggs as a weapon for that offense?
Speed. Guy's really fast. He can catch. He can make plays. He runs by people, and he's dangerous.
I know you're kind of coaching against their offense, but just in terms of the defense that they have, what have you seen from them, just the kind of talented defense the Vikings have put together?
Well, it looks like they got a pretty good scheme that caused some offenses some problems, and you got to be really on top of your game when you play them. And so that's what it looks like. You know, I peeked the Monday night game a little bit and saw a couple things, and that was the impression I got.
It seems like there's still that formula can work where you're a defensive-oriented team, and just your experience, have you seen that a lot over the years where you can have that great defense and maybe that makes up for some things when you have some injuries on offense?
Well, sure. If when you do have that great defense, it can make up for some things, you know. But still, overall, I think it's a team sport, and if you got all three phases clicking, then I think that you're better off all the way around. But when you have a good defense that turns the ball over, you know, and wins the field position battle, I think that helps a lot.
Well, I mean, what do you do on defense when you got a guy like Fuller or anybody else that can crack a 4-3 but yet can still run routes and catches? What do defensive coaches do to combat pure speed?
Well, hopefully you have speed that can line up against it and combat it. You know, now, along with speed, you got to be able to have nice footwork and transition and some instincts and all of those things, you know. But you take your best guy and you try to put him on that guy. And hopefully it can be a situation where it's an even deal, you know. And what you try to do is not to give up the big plays to the speed, because you know the guy has speed, and if you don't have enough speed to cover it, then you better get back.
Sam was saying how impressed he was with your defense, especially with pass defense. So what are you impressed with Sam Bradford?
Well, I'm with his accuracy, first of all. I mean, he throws and he completes the balls. He's got some targets that he throws to, but he spreads the ball around, and it's always in the vicinity of the guy, and the guys make the plays. You know, got a big tight end, got a couple guys that can run, and they have different ways to get him the ball, you know, and so that's what I've been impressed about him.
Have you seen from Kevin Johnson his development in his second NFL season?
Sure, Kevin is coming along, you know. He was set back a little bit because of that injury in the offseason, but now he's back to where he needs to be, has good transition. You see it, you know, on the film when you're watching, and I'm glad he's back.
Are there very many corners who have the speed to turn and run with a super-fast receiver, or do they have to play off and get a head start?
Well, if you can get your hands on them, you know, now you got a chance to run with them. But if you get up on them and you don't get your hands on them, then they run by you. You know, even the fast ones get run by. So whether you can get your hands on them, and getting your hands on them involves having great footwork as well as hands, you know. And so you have to look at what you have and what your guys can do and then figure out what you need to do to defend that kind of speed.
How is Kareem doing? It seems like a couple times people have gotten behind. Like you said, that'll happen to lots of corners. But how is he doing? And do you anticipate him kind of sort of playing his way out of it the way he has before?
Well, you know what? Kareem is a crafty veteran, and he knows how to play the game, and he knows how to use his talents and his abilities. And, you know, sometimes there are situations when a quarterback is able to hold the ball, that speed, you know, 4-3 can potentially get behind him. But he fits very well into our scheme and our defense, and I'm pleased with him.
What have the Vikings been doing to make up for the loss of Adrian Peterson? Obviously, Teddy Bridgewater, they've been working with Sam Bradford for pretty successfully for the first couple weeks of the year. They've been making a lot out of what seems like, and obviously it's the NFL, but, you know, given the circumstances they've been dealt, they've been doing a great job with it. Why they've been able to do so well?
Well, I think the quarterback is getting acclimated to the guys on the team and to the system, and they're beginning to do a little bit more with him, you know, since he's been there, and he's operating very efficiently in the system. We talked about the speed at the wide receivers. They got a big tight end that catches the ball, and now even though they don't have Adrian Peterson, they got two different type runners that you have to defend, and both of those guys are running well, and they got a big offensive line that can get on guys and get some movement, and so they're able to run the ball a little bit, you know. And that's the thing that's kind of impressive about them is probably right now they're running the ball better than when Adrian was there. No disrespect to Adrian, because Adrian is a hellacious back, but teams loaded up on Adrian, you know. And now some teams are not loading up as much on these other guys, and these other guys are making plays, and they're getting yards in the running game.
What's made Norv Turner such a successful offensive coordinator for all the time he's been in the NFL?
He's smart, and he's got experience. He's seen a lot, and he knows how to use the personnel that he has.
Well, you know, the greatest receivers, numbers-wise, didn't necessarily have that take-your-breath-away speed. Is that – do the really super-fast guys, are they so rare that they you don't see them up at the top of the all-time stats?
Well, it's more than just speed when you talk about the receiver position. You know, you can have straight-line speed, but sometimes you have to be able to put the foot in the ground and make a cut. You got to come out of it. You got to run a comeback. You got to run an in cut. You know, you got to run a curl. And if the receiver is not able to do those things – he can get defended straight line, just, you know, going up top all the time. So if you got that combination of footwork and ability to plan and come back and run in and run overs and things like that, I think that combination makes a guy pretty good if he's got speed.